This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from The Affordable Feast Collection, Budget-Friendly Family Meals by the Canadian Living Test Kitchen, copyright 2013 Transcontinental Books. Our first recipe is for slow cooker smoked turkey and noodle soup. Smoked turkey legs are quite large, so one goes a long way in this homey soup. Use whatever short pasta you prefer. Tubetti is another nice alternative. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 smoked turkey leg, about 1 pound. Carrots and celery. Mushrooms. 1 onion. Fresh parsley. Bay leaf. Dried thyme and pepper. Sodium-reduced chicken broth. 1 sweet red pepper. Frozen peas, and small pasta, such as ditali, mini bow ties, or macaroni. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 smoked turkey leg, about 1 pound. 1.5 cups each chopped carrots and celery. 1 cup sliced mushrooms. 1 onion diced. 2 sprigs of fresh parsley. 1 bay leaf, 1/2 teaspoon each dried thyme and pepper, 3 cups sodium-reduced chicken broth, 1 sweet red pepper diced, 1/2 a cup of frozen peas, and 2 cups small pasta such as ditali, mini bow ties, or macaroni. Remove skin and meat from turkey leg. Reserve bone. Discard skin. Cut meat into bite-sized pieces and set aside. In slow cooker, combine carrots, celery, mushrooms, onion, parsley, bay leaf, thyme, and pepper. Add turkey bone, broth, and 3 cups water. Cover and cook on low until vegetables are tender, about 6 hours. Add red pepper, peas, and turkey meat. Cover and cook on high until vegetables are tender crisp, about 15 minutes. Meanwhile, in saucepan of boiling salted water, cook pasta until al dente. Drain. Discard bay leaf and parsley from soup. Stir in pasta. This recipe is for Hunter's chicken with creamy polenta. Savory, saucy, and perfect for a cold night, this stew offers plenty of protein from the chicken and beans. Polenta is the ultimate inexpensive side dish. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Olive oil. 8 boneless, skinless chicken thighs. 1 onion. 8 ounces of button mushrooms. 3 cloves garlic. Sodium-reduced chicken broth, bottle-strained tomatoes or passata, white kidney beans, tomato paste, dried Italian herb seasoning, salt, fresh parsley. For the creamy polenta, you will need cornmeal, salt and pepper, and butter. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 tablespoon olive oil, 8 boneless skinless chicken thighs, about 1.5 pounds, cut in 1-inch chunks, 1 onion chopped, 8 ounces of button mushrooms sliced, 3 cloves of garlic minced, 1 cup sodium-reduced chicken broth, 1 cup bottle-strained tomatoes, also called passata, 1 can white kidney beans, drained and rinsed, 1 tablespoon tomato paste, 2 teaspoons dried Italian herb seasoning, a pinch salt, 1/4 cup chopped fresh parsley, and for the creamy polenta, you will need 1 2/3 cups of cornmeal, 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and 1/4 cup butter cubed. In large nonstick skillet, heat 2 teaspoons of the oil over medium-high heat. Brown chicken about 8 minutes. Transfer to plate. In same skillet, heat remaining oil over medium heat. Cook onions, stirring occasionally until softened, about 5 minutes. Add mushrooms and garlic. Cook, stirring occasionally, for 3 minutes. Stir in chicken broth, tomatoes, beans, tomato paste, Italian herb seasoning, salt, and chicken and any accumulated juices, and bring to a boil. Reduce heat and simmer until thickened, about 15 minutes. Stir in parsley. For the creamy polenta, meanwhile, in a large saucepan, bring 6 cups of water to boil. Whisk in cornmeal, salt, and pepper. Simmer over medium-low heat, stirring often until thick and stiff to stir, about 10 minutes. Stir in butter. Our next recipe is for chicken paprikash. This Hungarian dish is traditionally simmered for quite a while. Using chunks of boneless chicken thighs cuts down on time while still adding lots of flavor. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Olive oil, 1 pound of boneless skinless chicken thighs, 1 onion, 3 cloves garlic, 2.5 cups sliced trimmed cremini mushrooms, sweet paprika, all-purpose flour, tomato paste, reduced sodium chicken broth, lemon juice, salt, pepper, 1 package broad egg noodles, light sour cream, and fresh parsley. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 pound of boneless skinless chicken thighs quartered, 1 onion thinly sliced, 3 cloves garlic minced, 2.5 cups sliced trimmed cremini mushrooms, 2 tablespoons sweet paprika, 3 tablespoons all-purpose flour, 2 tablespoons tomato paste, 2 cups sodium-reduced chicken broth, 1 teaspoon lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1 pinch of pepper, 1 package of broad egg noodles, 1/2 cup of light sour cream, and 2 tablespoons chopped fresh parsley. In large nonstick skillet, heat 1 tablespoon of the oil over medium-high heat. Brown chicken 4 to 5 minutes. With slotted spoon, transfer to plate. Drain fat from pan. Heat remaining oil over medium heat. Cook onion, garlic, mushrooms, and paprika, stirring often until onion is softened, 1 to 2 minutes. Add flour and tomato paste. Cook, stirring, for 1 minute. Gradually stir in broth and bring to boil. Reduce heat and simmer until thickened, about 1 minute. Return chicken and accumulated juices to pan. Add lemon juice, salt, and pepper. Meanwhile, in saucepan of boiling salted water, cook noodles according to package directions. Drain noodles. Serve topped with chicken mixture. Garnish with sour cream and parsley. Our next recipe is for creamy turkey chowder. If you have turkey broth in the freezer post-holiday usually, use it to add exceptional flavor to this hearty, low-maintenance soup. It's a wonderful way to enjoy leftovers. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Butter, carrots, celery, onion, 8 ounces of yellow fleshed potato, 1 large, dried thyme and salt, dried sage and pepper, all-purpose flour, sodium-reduced chicken broth, cooked turkey, and milk. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 carrots diced, 2 rib celery diced, 1 onion diced, 8 ounces of yellow fleshed potato, 1 large, peeled and diced, 1/2 teaspoon each dried thyme and salt, 1/4 teaspoon each crumbled dried sage and pepper, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 2 cups sodium-reduced chicken broth, 2 cups diced cooked turkey, and 1 1/2 cups of milk. In large Dutch oven, heat butter over medium heat. Cook carrots, celery, onion, potato, thyme, salt, sage, and pepper, stirring occasionally until onion is softened about 6 minutes. Stir in flour. Cook, stirring, for 2 minutes. Whisk in broth and 2 cups water. Bring to boil. Reduce heat, cover, and simmer until potatoes are tender about 15 minutes. Stir in turkey and milk and bring just to simmer. Do not boil. Simmer gently until heated through about 5 minutes. Our next recipe is for Sri Lankan devil's chicken. Look for fresh curry leaves in Asian markets. Freeze any leftovers in a resealable bag for up to 3 months. If you can't find them, this spicy dish is still extremely delicious without them. Serve with steamed basmati rice. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 8 chicken drumsticks, salt, turmeric, malt vinegar or cider vinegar, tomato paste, granulated sugar, cayenne pepper, 1 large clove of garlic, hot paprika, 5 dried red hot peppers, vegetable oil, onion, 3 green onions, 1 red finger hot pepper, 1 green finger hot pepper, 10 fresh curry leaves, 1 cinnamon stick, and chopped tomato. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 8 chicken drumsticks, 3/4 a teaspoon of salt, 1/2 a teaspoon turmeric, 1/4 cup malt vinegar or cider vinegar, 4 teaspoons tomato paste, 2 teaspoons granulated sugar, 1 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 1 large clove garlic minced, 1/2 a teaspoon of hot paprika, 5 dried hot red peppers, 3 tablespoons vegetable oil, 2 cups chopped onion, 3 green onions cut in large chunks, 1 red finger hot pepper thinly sliced, 1 green finger hot pepper thinly sliced, 10 fresh curry leaves, 1 cinnamon stick, and 2 cups chopped tomato. Pat chicken dry. Sprinkle with 3/4 of the salt and the turmeric. Cover and refrigerate for 30 minutes. Stir together vinegar, tomato paste, sugar, cayenne pepper, garlic, paprika, remaining salt, and 1/4 cup of water. In mortar with pestle, pound dried hot peppers until broken. Set hot peppers and vinegar mixture aside separately. In wok or large skillet, heat 1 tablespoon of the oil over medium heat. Brown chicken in batches if necessary, about 15 minutes. Transfer to plate. Increase heat to medium-high. Add remaining oil to pan. Sauté chopped onion until golden, about 5 minutes. Add pounded hot peppers. Stir in green onions, red and green hot peppers, curry leaves, and cinnamon. Cook until vegetables are softened, about 2 minutes. Add tomato. Return chicken and any accumulated juices to pan. Stir in vinegar mixture. Cover and simmer, stirring occasionally, for 15 minutes. Uncover and cook until thickened, about 5 minutes. Remove cinnamon stick. Our next recipe is for pork and grainy mustard stew. Rich stews like this develop even more flavor as they sit in the refrigerator, making them perfect to reheat later in the week. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 3 pounds of pork braising cubes or boneless pork shoulder blade roast trimmed and cubed, all-purpose flour, vegetable oil, 2 onions, 4 carrots, 2 ribs celery, 2 cloves garlic, dried thyme, salt, and pepper, sodium-reduced chicken broth, white wine or sodium-reduced chicken broth, 1 bay leaf, grainy mustard, frozen peas, fresh parsley. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 3 pounds of pork braising cubes or boneless pork shoulder blade roast trimmed and cubed, 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 3 tablespoons vegetable oil, 2 onions chopped, 4 carrots chopped, 2 ribs celery chopped, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1 teaspoon of dried thyme, 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, 2 cups sodium-reduced chicken broth, 1/2 cup of white wine or sodium-reduced chicken broth, 1 bay leaf, 1/4 cup grainy mustard, 3/4 cup of frozen peas, and 1/4 cup minced fresh parsley. Toss pork with 1 tablespoon of the flour. In Dutch oven, heat 1/2 of the oil over medium-high heat. Brown pork in batches and adding more oil as needed. Transfer to plate. In same pan, heat remaining oil. Fry onions, carrots, celery, garlic, thyme, salt, and pepper, stirring occasionally until softened, about 5 minutes. Add broth, wine, bay leaf, and 1 1/2 cups of water. Return pork and any accumulated juices to pan. Bring to boil. Reduce heat, cover and simmer, stirring occasionally until meat is tender, about 45 minutes. Discard bay leaf. Whisk together mustard, remaining flour, and 2 tablespoons water. Stir into stew. Simmer until thickened, about 3 minutes. Stir in peas and parsley. Cook until heated through, about 3 minutes. Make ahead. Let cool for 30 minutes. Refrigerate uncovered in shallow container until cold. Cover and refrigerate for up to 3 days or freeze for up to 1 month. Thaw in refrigerator. Our next recipe is for pork and shiitake lettuce wraps. Boston lettuce makes the perfect wrap for this pork stir fry, although leaf lettuce is a good substitute. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Hoisin sauce, cornstarch, 1 pound of lean ground pork, vegetable oil, fresh ginger, 2 cloves of garlic, 1 sweet red pepper, shiitake mushroom caps, canned sliced water chestnuts, celery, salt and pepper, 2 green onions, and 12 leaves of Boston lettuce. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 tablespoon hoisin sauce, 1 teaspoon cornstarch, 1 pound lean ground pork, 1 teaspoon of vegetable oil, 2 teaspoons grated fresh ginger, 2 cloves garlic minced, 1 sweet red pepper diced, 1 cup shiitake mushroom caps thinly sliced, 1/2 cup of drained canned sliced water chestnuts chopped, 1 rib of celery diced, 1/4 teaspoon each of salt and pepper, 2 green onions thinly sliced, and 12 leaves of Boston lettuce. Combine hoisin sauce, cornstarch, and 1/2 cup of water and set aside. In large nonstick skillet, cook pork over medium-high heat, breaking up with spoon until no longer pink, about 6 minutes. Using slotted spoon, transfer pork to bowl. Drain fat from pan. Add oil. Sauté ginger and garlic until fragrant, about 1 minute. Add red pepper, mushrooms, water chestnuts, celery, salt, and pepper. Sauté until red pepper and celery are tender crisp, about 3 minutes. Return pork to pan, stirring to combine. Stir in hoisin mixture. Cook, stirring, until thickened and glossy, about 1 minute. Toss with green onions. Serve in lettuce cups. Our next recipe is for pork burgers. Fresh off the grill, juicy pork burgers topped with gooey Gruyere cheese can stand up to any beef burger. The patties shrink as they cook, so try to make them slightly larger in diameter than the buns. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 2 green onions, Dijon mustard, 2 cloves of garlic, dried sage, dried rosemary, salt, and pepper, 1 pound of lean ground pork, 4 ounces of Gruyere cheese, shredded, 1 onion, olive oil, and 4 hamburger buns. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 green onions chopped, 2 tablespoons Dijon mustard, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1 teaspoon each dried sage and dried rosemary, 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper, 1 pound of lean ground pork, 4 ounces of Gruyere cheese shredded, 1 red onion cut in 4 rings, 2 teaspoons of olive oil, and 4 hamburger buns. In large bowl, combine green onions, mustard, garlic, sage, rosemary, and 1/2 each of the salt and pepper. Mix in pork and shape into 4 patties. Place on greased grill over medium-high heat. Close lid and grill, turning once until instant read thermometer inserted sideways into center reads 160 degrees or about 15 minutes. Top burgers with cheese. Cook covered until melted, about 1 minute. Meanwhile, brush onion all over with oil. Sprinkle with remaining salt and pepper. Grill covered and turning once until softened, about 10 minutes. Sandwich burgers and onion rings in buns. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.